Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're recording. Do you want to just get started?
Sure. Let's go.
Okay, hold on.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Kevin Deers.
Hey, I'm Ian Reese. We're on... What were we on? 129?
129. Our last episode was called Ringwort. And you want to know why it was called Ringwort? Because I was wearing a ringworm t-shirt to work, and I work with this lady named Karen. She's really funny, really awesome older lady. She actually got to see Black Sabbath when she was 7 years old.
Wow.
And it blew her mind, and she didn't know what everyone was smoking around her. But anyways, she's older lady. She's really rad, but she looked at my shirt, and she was like, does that say Ringwort? So, yeah.
Yes, it does.
Ringwort. It's a very sad thing that you get when you have the unprotected, you know.
It's when you hail Satan in a fairy ring.
Exactly.
When you get do that ringwort.
Unprotected moshing, you get ringwort.
Sounds like some Nightmare Before Christmas.
Did Ryan the Beard isn't here.
The
Ryan the Beard isn't here, so we'll just give him the nickname of Ryan the Ringwort.
Ryan the Absent Ringwort. So, man, it's been a few weeks.
It's been a little while.
We haven't been doing a lot of backstage passes because we've been, literally inundated with so many interviews every week that it's just kept our hands tied. Kevin, you were mentioning that we should ringwort back some of the interviews that we've done for the last couple
absolutely,
of
man. So I'm just going to go down these. These are things you can also find in the Metal Shop Backstage Pass feed. Or if you're just listening on KISW.com, you can just wait for this podcast to end, and it'll queue it up. So, just whatever way you want. We got an interview with Judas Priest guitarist Richie Faulkner, with Full of Hell guitarist Spencer Hazard, with just Despise You vocalist Cynthia Nishi. She's awesome. Cirith Ungol drummer Robert Garvin. A couple of the dudes from Pathology, Dan and Ricky. Kyle Rasmussen from Vitriol. Spirit Adrift, very, very cool. We spoke to Nate from Spirit Adrift.
So cool.
Spoke to, Lord Dying, Incendiary. Got to go to El Corazon and chat with them with our new, what do they call that recorder that we have? It's, what do they call that?
Gangsta-ass, ball-ass recorder.
Yeah, gangsta-ass recorder. I got a new recorder.
You got a gangsta-ass recorder.
I forgot what they're called. Anyways, Eric Morgret from Crypticon, one of the guys who's in charge of the yearly horror convention here in the Northwest. Heavy Metal Magazine CEO Jeff Krelitz talked about the Megadeth Death by Design graphic novel. Ian got to interview Allegion vocalist Riley McShane. Ryan the Beard spoke with Foes. We spoke with Henka Blacksmith from Children of Bodom. And we also chatted for an hour with Demon Hunter about their new album.
Damn. It's a lot of interviews, man.
I know, man. So there's a lot of premium content for your on-demand listening consumption.
Yeah, but I feel like some people were sitting back and waiting for us to say, yo, that's a lot of
We need to talk some
That's a lot of f***ing right there.
It is, man. I think people miss...
boopity boop.
Maybe they miss our hot takes and just our unguarded opinions. We like to do a little roundtable discussions here. Maybe a little bit more hot takes here on the show than we can really do in the on the air because
we
got to
kind of
just play music and be positive, kind of gatekeepers of the metal community. But on this one, we could talk some trash. So, dude, I got to ask you, man, what have you been up to? I know we see each other and we talk on the radio show and whatnot, but. It seems that your band might be going in to record a new album or something.
Yeah, we're going up to it. There's a recording space in Anacortes that is a former church, and apparently
I've heard about this place,
which is weird to say. The church wasn't doing so well. I'm not sure what they were like.
They weren't making enough money.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of churchery they were broadcasting. Well, we're gonna go up there here in a couple of weeks and record some band songs. Our band's called Loud Sleepers.
Yeah, so you guys used to be known as Junebugs, but there was some dispute over the name or so, and you guys just were like, screw it.
There's another band from Portland called The June Bugs, which is like, dude, are we even trying to? Nah, they're like a bluegrass band. There's a couple of dudes, so nah. And then our singer Steve, he's kind of a, what would you call a chemical cosmonaut?
He likes to dabble brain enhancing thing.
He likes to enter the cosmic realm from time to time.
Sure.
And so we're recalling it Loud Sleeper. So we're going up to Anacortes. Have you ever been to Anacortes?
Actually, believe it or not, no. I've heard it's beautiful, though.
But you spent some time up in Bellingham, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
And is that by Deception Pass?
Yeah, it's right over there, but it's like right on the water, like close, even closer to the water than Bellingham. It's on like almost on like a peninsula, like a little tiny peninsula.
Yeah.
It's like Blaine, Washington, one of the cities that's the closest to the Canadian border.
Sure.
Maybe we'll sneak over.
So how do you know this guy who's going to be recording it?
I don't.
Oh,
so
interesting.
It's not me. So we'll find out, man.
I got to ask, though, how convenient is it to be in a band with someone who's like a very accomplished graphic designer? That's got to be make things so much easier.
It's very helpful.
Yeah.
What's up, Tyler? Thanks for the help, Tyler. So now we can be like, hey, we don't have to pay him for... Hey, yes, we do. Wink, wink. Love you. Pay you in sandwiches or whatever. But it's very helpful, man. So... we're working on that. My girlfriend's going to be coming back here in a few months, so we'll see
what's going on
there. Yeah, what's up, Sad Hat?
That's awesome.
Coming back. Now, Kevin, what have you been working on these last few months and years?
Well, I have been working, but I've also been going to a lot of wrestling. I went to WWE the last couple nights, and I was able to get some pretty incredible tickets. I got some tickets to Stomping Ground in Tacoma, which is WWE pay-per-view. We were, like, right on the aisle where we got to, like, high-five all the wrestlers.
That's awesome.
And then last night I got front row at Monday Night Raw, so... just, you know, my question is like, I might not be the richest, I might not be, like, the most, like, financially stable, quote-unquote, or own a home or be married or something, but I always think, like, would 15-year-old me think that I'm cool? Would 12-year-old me think that I'm cool and be stoked on what
that's
I'm doing?
That's a good question.
So I always just try to think about that, and I'm like, yes, absolutely. And that's why I try to not say no to, like, cool stuff, cool opportunities.
Yeah, you gotta get out there, dude.
And so, like, if I'm tired, I'm like, you know what? 12-year-old me would be stoked on this, so... yes, absolutely. And I got to see some awesome wrestling. There's a lot of really cool stuff going on in the local wrestling scene. New Japan Pro Wrestling is coming to Tacoma Temple Theater, which is f***ing insane, and I never thought I would see that. So right. I'll be there, and Defy's doing great stuff, and, you know, just staying active with that.
Making moves. Shout out your podcast, though, too.
Yeah, with Cody Von Whistler, one of the voices of 3-2-1 Battle. We do Jabroni Journal, alternating Wednesday, so every other week. Definitely check that out if you can. You know, I don't want to speak for Ryan the Beard, dude, but
We have to.
We got to at least a little bit, because those guys are blowing the hell up. His band Pound has really been killing it, and I mean, we haven't done this podcast in a few weeks
months. Yeah, it's been
so
a few weeks,
we really got to mention, like, they've come out killing it with this last album. Pre-orders were incredible. Their tour went really well, and most notably, they've been blowing up the internet.
Yes, and look, here's one of those things. I'm glad Ryan's not here. Because we don't have to listen to him go off about it, honestly.
Or feel uncomfortable that we're S and his D.
Right, because he could go off about it forever. But there's, you know, Finn, right?
Yes, Finn McKenty.
Sergeant D, and he talked, and I haven't been paying him as much attention to his programming as I should, but he runs the Punk Rock NBA.
Yeah, that's a great YouTube channel.
And this is what I've been trying to talk to, like, my band about, and most bands about, like, if you're in a band... you are just a business who happens to also make music. And so Ryan, just sitting, I'm not going to blow a spot up or anything, but Ryan has been, like, going out of his way to be reached. He's been reaching out to the websites, the magazines and stuff, and he's been doing everything right. So, look, just because he happens to work with us doesn't mean that we would be blowing him up just because of that. Because, trust me, we wouldn't.
No.
We would not. But... if you want a good example of a way to follow how to make a band into a good, relevant, especially relevant, viral, musically relevant, tons of reviews, tons of videos, tons of this and that, check out Pound, man, because they're doing it right.
Just last week, there was a video that circulated of surgeons performing surgery while listening to Pound. And if you've never listened to Pound, it is technical. It is grindy, it is sludgy, it is instrumental insanity, And dude, it was very cool. So that was a viral moment. And if you are a KISW listener, you're a rock listener, you've never listened to Pound, you'll get a chance to at Pain in the Grass 2019. It is such a cool thing for us to be able to throw five rad local bands on this show.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, we haven't talked about Painting the Grass on the show, on the podcast, so I'm going to throw that out here right now. I've got the info. It is July 30th. Tuesday starts off with Slipknot, Volbeat, Gojira, Behemoth, and friends of Metal Shop, Witch Ripper. Witch Ripper is going to be setting up for Behemoth, which is insane. So
no kidding.
I know Curtis was like, dude, so right after we leave, Nurgle's going to come on stage and destroy.
Right there.
And then Friday, August 2nd, Disturbed, In This Moment, Fever 333, Basement, New Year's Day, and our friend Superfecta, rad local band.
Awesome.
And then Saturday, August 3rd, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, Corrosion of Conformity, Bones UK, Butcher Babies, and these three local bands, System 7, my friends in Woodshed, and of course, Pound. Dude, Pound is going to be playing with Manson, Zombie, Corrosion Conformity. That's insane, dude.
I would imagine Pound's probably going to open that up. And that's,
no, Pound is playing third.
Are you serious?
Yes, Pound is not opening up.
Damn,
that's the thing. Is
from,
at least that's what it looks like on the account on the poster here. So from what I understand, they were not the last bands announced. So they're going to be playing a little later in the day. So there's going to be a lot of people filling up to see, and there's going to be some minds blown. And then there's going to be people like, "Where's the vocalist?
We don't got one."
So KISW.com for tickets. It's going to be awesome, man. Painting the Grass is like the biggest party of the summer for us.
Yeah.
And it's always a good time, and we love to see, you know, Metal Shop listeners, KSW listeners, and mingle with the fans, mingle with our homies. So
Come have a beverage and a hot dog with us.
Yeah.
All right. We're going into some Metal Shop news, man.
There's so many shows coming up. So many shows. This past week, there has been an influx. A reflux, a deflux.
An acid reflux.
And I don't give a flux. So why don't we start it off, Ian? What do we got?
Yo, let's hit into it. Let's. We got Gwar, man. Gwar coming back, touring North America.
It's called the Use Our Collusion Tour.
The Use Our Collusion. So it's going to be Gwar with Sacred Reich, a band who's been around forever. We just played their brand new song, their first song in 23 years.
Insane.
Last week on Metal Shop. So Gwar coming back with Sacred Reich on their return tour with Toxic Holocaust and Against the Grain. Well, let's see. Where's the date coming up here? It's October 21st. What day of the week is that? October 21st at the Showbox Soto, which I feel... like is one
it's
of the
a Monday.
Yeah, it's one of those venues that's like, all right,
fine,
we'll put up with you shooting toxic alien all over our walls and ceilings.
Oh my god!
So that's Monday, October 21st. Gwar coming back with Sacred Reich and a Toxic Holocaust. Definitely get tickets now if you have bucks or start saving up.
So another show that's not going to be quite as messy, but will be pretty buck and pretty gnarly and pretty rowdy is a show that's going down on Wednesday, October 9th at El Corazon, Knocked Loose, and the returning Rotting Out with Candy and CU Space Cowboy. That is going to be, October 9th, Wednesday. We talked a couple years ago about
it's been a few years
Walter
now.
From Rotting Out had to go to prison for a little unfortunate
Can we just talk about it for a second?
Sure.
I'll take 30 seconds to describe it. So look, always been involved in the underground myself. And so when I found out that Walter from Rotting Out decided to make a trip from California to the Midwest, somewhere in like Columbus, Ohio out there somewhere.
Allegedly,
not allegedly, because he was convicted and did prison time. So it's not allegedly he did this, according to
police reports. Yeah.
So he filled up a couple of Marshall guitar cabs, took the speakers out, filled them up full of fat bags of ganj and a ton of wax and oil, and then put the backs back on, and then did a cross-country drive, but didn't make it all the way.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how much he spent, like 11, 12 months in prison.
He did a bid, man.
Yeah, he was in there for a while. So Rotting Out with Walter. And look,
the thing is he doesn't even smoke weed. He's still straight edge.
Yeah. And so that's,
and he was like, he came out on stage and was like, that was like the stupidest thing. I don't even smoke weed. Like, that's just stupid. So
yeah. But that doesn't change the fact that there was money in that back then when he did that. So welcome back.
Yeah, man, it's good to see you, dude. Yeah. It's like it's awesome that he can come back and do this thing he was so passionate about.
And good, because that band was really cool.
And they had broken up before he went into prison. So maybe this like kind of that like reignited his love for it. He probably had a lot of time to think about this and reconnect with his bandmates. So, you know, I don't want to speak out of whatever, but like it just seems it's really rad that and Knock Loose, honestly, like whether you're not you like them or not, they are waving the flag of hardcore right now. They are the biggest band in hardcore right now.
And what I will say about Rotting Out too is before Walter was singing when he was playing guitar, Kevin and I hosted an old hardcore radio show on KGRG Dead Air.
Shout out, Todd. What's his name? Trevor? I almost said Tyler.
Yo, what's your name again? But
shout
when
out
they were first brand new, they like saw that we were doing a radio show and sent us a bunch of cassette tapes.
Yeah, I still have that. I should
demo.
Flip it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Flip it and get Walter to sign it.
Yeah.
But they were so cool even from the get-go, so it's cool. It's cool to see Rotting Out back on the run. So we got another tour announcement right here coming up. September 28th at El Corazon at the Funhouse. Venom Prison coming back with Homewrecker doing a co-headlining North American tour.
Dude, this is going to be awesome. Venom Prison is insane live. They do not get to tour the U.S. very often, but when they're over in the U.K., they do shows with, like, Bring Me the Horizon, Trivium. Like, they are pretty freaking huge over there, but they are, like, brutal, like, death metal influence hardcore.
Nice.
The singer, she has a lot of really rad stuff to say. She has a sick voice. Their new album is so dope. They're very like political lyrics. Just such a great band. And Venom Prison is a band that you definitely need to check out. I got to see them at the Devastation of the Nation tour. They played with who was it? Aborted and a bunch of other bands.
That's
up at
right.
Louis G's in Everett. Yeah. They blew me away, and the vocalist, I'm spacing on her name, but she had the stage presence, and it sounds weird, but she had the stage presence of Mitch Lucker from Suicide Silence,
wow.
Just the way she was moving, and it was just
holding on.
Just, yeah, she was crazy, man, and just that band is so dope, so I'm excited to see them coming back, and this is probably going to be the first time a lot of people here in the States, in Washington.
Well,
get
it's
to
a
see
co-headline tour, so they're kind of, it's like a kind of, their first, probably one of their first headlining tours, man.
Damn straight.
So that's a Saturday night, man. So we're going to be hosting Metal Shop, though, so that'll be Saturday, September 20th.
I'm going
20th.
To see him.
Oh, are you
going to
go? All right, you go.
Damn it.
You, man, you do it up. Hey, Goat Whore, coming back with Ringworm.
That's August 20th?
August 20th, yeah.
Wait, 20th?
August 20th is what it says, that which is a Tuesday.
All right, we can make it.
At the Crocodile, yeah.
Nice, dude.
And didn't Goat Whore and Ringworm come back?
They did with Black Breath and Theories, I think, a while ago. And it was at the Crocodile.
So, make and move. Hey, if you want to see some of the coolest and like blackened death metal-y hardcore thrash, and then Ringworm, you need to go see Ringworm. Hey. Not enough love for Ringworm in the Northwest.
People pose hard with Ringworm. I feel like they're a band that people like wear their t-shirt and like they're like, yeah, The Promise, Ringworm, so old school hardcore. And then you go to their show and there's like five people. Like people are singing along to like a song and then just like standing
like,
there.
Like, cool, I'm going to go to the bar.
It's cool. Like, I mean, come on.
I remember when Ringworm headlined Rainfest and they played for 2.5 hours. And people were moshing, and they were like,
shirtless,
I'm tired.
Crew mosh that scared me. I had to jump on the snack bar because I was scared. It was insane. So Eastern Washington getting some love from Black Label Society and Black Dahlia Murder. It is the Black Tour with Alien Weaponry. It is going down. They're playing a Knitting Factory, both in Boise and Spokane. So we got, what is this, September 14th?
13th and 14th.
So unfortunately not playing this side of the state. But
but it's a Friday and a Saturday in Eastern Washington. So what's up, Spokane?
What's up, what's up?
You better
up?
Show up, you bitch-ass mother.
Who's our friend that does stuff over there that does...
Scoggins.
Yeah, Mike Scoggins.
That's Scoggins.
I wonder if he's setting that show up.
I don't know. Who knows about Scoggins?
You never know.
Scoggins is a Scoggins.
One time, he went live on Facebook, and I was like, okay, what's this guy about? Uh-oh. And it was just him taking fat dabs and giggling. And I was like,
sounds
what
like a Spokane Scoggins.
The hell is going on here? It was just like 5 minutes of him just doing dabs. It was like max core.
I was watching Lord of the Rings trilogy this last week.
Yeah.
And I feel like Scoggins is like a hobbit, like a hobbit family. We're from the Scoggins tribe.
We got to tag him when we post this podcast because I feel like he would appreciate us talking about it.
Yo, what's up,
hey,
Scoggins?
If you're listening now, Scoggins, take a dab.
I just like your name. Scoggins.
So this one blew me away, the fact that Helmet is playing the 30th anniversary at one of the coolest DIY venues here in Washington, the Substation, man.
Yeah, hell yeah. And not enough people know about that. Like, before the Substation got set up as a venue, they were running, I can't remember what it's called, like Bluebird Practice Spaces or something right down there. And
okay.
My band practiced there for like 3 years. So I knew all about that spot. It's right off of Leary Way, down by the Leary Traveler. One of my favorite restaurants, and it's not,
nice.
Well, it's a little bit farther away from you if you want to head back up that direction, but the Leary Traveler, dude, is one of the best restaurants in the world, right around the corner. We'd go there every week afterwards, and then they open up the Substation, which has got a full bar and a really awesome stage right there.
There's like four stages, dude. There's like four places for bands to play now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's why they always have these big fests, is because they can set up different bands in different rooms.
That's so cool, and from the success of their practice space, they opened up another practice space another couple miles away. So the people who are running the Substation not only are providing like kind of a spawning ground for a lot of bands to just be able to like make new music.
Half the bands lately that have come through Loud and Local practice there.
Practice, right, exactly. And so it's huge. It's like the old Jam Box on Queen Anne.
Nice.
Or like, what was that place? In Soto.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
We used to play with Five Year Reasons like that old that I used to be in.
What, Bound by Fate?
No. Bold? No. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And so there's a brand new spot down there. So go support that bar. Go support the Substation, man. It's really easy to get to. Tons of parking. The food's really good all over the place.
Again, that's November 17th, and that's going to be a Sunday. So I'm assuming we're probably going to be giving away tickets to that. So.
Yeah, we got to get down there, dude. I still have my keys to that practice space.
All right.
So we go in there and see what's up.
For the first time since 2014,
damn.
Death Clock is playing a show, man.
5 years.
And they're playing a show that is insane. It is Adult Swim Festival, November 15th through the 16th at the Bank of California Stadium in L.A., with Jamie XX, Vince Staples, Young Thug, The Eric Andre Show Live, Tierra Whack, Lil Nas X. You know Old Town Road?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road.
Who'd have seen that coming?
And the Ghetto Boys, R.I.P., Bushwick Bill.
Jesus.
Freddie Gibbs and Madlib, Tim Hecker and the Kononio Ensemble. A bunch of other stuff. Iron Reagan's playing.
Yeah.
No Joy. Don, there's not really much metal. Inter Arma's playing. That's dope. Negative Gemini. Yeah, dude. All kinds of weird screenings.
But the
and
point
stuff,
is,
so.
Death Clock's
Death
coming back.
Death Clock is back.
Hey, so this is hopefully. So it's coming up November 15th and 16th down in LA. I thought that they were like beefing.
I know.
I thought they were like having issues.
This is a good sign.
It is a good sign. And that's what I was saying earlier on the Metal Shop Facebook page when I posted this up. I was like, hopefully. This turns into something more for the future because clearly some agreement's been reached because the Death Clock name is owned by Adult Swim. Hence the, hey, we're playing the Adult Swim Festival.
Right.
And not
Hence
any
the
other
original
show
musicians
ever.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out.
This is over on the East Coast, but I just wanted to give a shout out. It's a very cool thing because it's the last ever back to school jam. It's the final installment of the annual festival at the White Eagle Hall in Jersey City, New Jersey. Got bands like Fence Cutter, Abuse of Power, Higher Power, Division of Mind, Drug Church, Fiddlehead, Culture Abuse, Guns Up, Most Precious Blood, Vain, Folly, and Martyr AD. It's going to be pretty heavy, man.
When are we ever going to get some money to go to some of these shows? Someday, one of these days.
Save your shekels, bruh.
I'll be saving my shekels. Yo.
Some unfortunate news now.
Yeah, the lead singer, mastermind, guitar player, the heavy guitar player from Tengger Calvary.
Pronounce his name, Ian.
Nature Gun... What, man, give me a second.
Gangan Beigel.
Gangan Beigel. All right. Why are you asking me to do it?
I don't know. I just read it. I read it, dude.
All right. Nature Gangan Beigel founder and mastermind of Mongolian metal folk outfit Tengger Cavalry, a band that popped up on our radar, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
With the first few music videos that they did. Like
super obscure, but super popular with the diehards, man.
And so what happened is that, and this is like sadly kind of how it works. This dude, his name was Nature, and he was one of the leaders of a mental health organization in Mongolia. And his band announced this week. We grew suspicious when he did not show up for a pre-show rehearsal last weekend. We also had a video shoot scheduled. So for him to miss that was a cause for suspicion. And they found his body on June 13th. No cause of death has been disclosed as of that date. But in the meantime, it has been ruled a suicide. So it's
horribly sad and... We definitely got to play some Tengger, man, this weekend on Metal Shop. So
it's really, really sad to see, man. And it's been another and just a rash of like, clearly, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're in, part of the culture you're in, what kind of music you listen to. The world's just getting weird these days. So just look out for your people and
hold on.
Yeah. And hold on if you're hearing this. Just know that it's not always. Not always the way you think, and the future can take you to some avenues that you might never expect. So the good thing could just be right around the corner. So
R.I.P. Nature Gangenbeigel.
Keep your head up. So you know what? While we're on it, let's just keep moving on it. Dave Mustaine, one of the biggest news stories from this last week, or even from in 2019, I think in general. Dave Mustaine announced this week that he's been diagnosed with throat cancer.
It's a really sad thing, and he obviously has known for a little while because he's been working with doctors. He said that there's a 90% success rate. Treatment has already begun. He seems extremely positive about it. He said that him, Kiko, David, and Dirk are in the studio working on the follow-up to Dystopia. They are going to be doing the 2019 Mega Cruise. Who knows if they'll actually be performing on it.
Right.
But they are going to keep us informed, and says he'd keep everyone posted. He posted a nice picture of him kind of half smiling the way Dave Mustaine always does.
Right.
And, you know, our thoughts and, you know, what is it? T's and P's. T's and P's are with
T's
Mustaine,
and P's,
but,
man,
T's
and P's.
Dude, that guy, if there's anything that Dave Mustaine is stubborn. And Dave Mustaine is not going to let this stupid bastard cancer get him down.
God damn right.
He is a stubborn son of a bee. And he is
a stubborn son of a bitch.
There you go.
So and he knows it.
He's not going to let this one get him down. So Dave, man, we're thinking of you. And much love goes out to Dave Mustaine, his camp, and everything. And sending good, positive, healing vibes.
It sucks that it's right in the middle of that mega cruise that they set up, man. Because that's like, it's already been put into motion.
Exactly.
Hopefully he'll be there. Maybe they could do something special.
Well, they said they will be there. Right. It is going to happen, right. And the band will be part of it in some form, he said. So.
Right, so they'll probably
we'll
do something cool.
Yeah.
It might actually end up being something really special.
What if
special
they did Megadeth
rare.
Karaoke?
Right. Remember like punk rock karaoke?
Yeah.
Or like maybe get some special like guests to come up and do some singing or like whatever.
But like
that's
they said,
gonna be cool, man.
90% success rate. So you know, obviously they must have. If it's got that much of a success rate, they probably caught it pretty early on. So let's hope so at least.
Behemoth, man, not good. Not having good luck in these like
dude.
These weird Catholic
they're always
countries.
Getting banned from somewhere. They're freaking very evil.
They're Polish.
They're playing Pain in the Grass. We ain't banning them from there.
No. Yeah, so they'll be here.
If anything, it gives them more of a chance to play.
But, man, like, okay, so in Ireland, a city councilor in Ireland, he's trying to prevent Behemoth from playing there this week while you're listening to this because they, quote, promote Satanism. Yeah, it's Behemoth, dude. So the former mayor, Fianna Fáil councilor, former mayor of Limerick, Kevin Sheehan, wants Behemoth banned. Ahead of their appearance coming up at King John's Castle.
Good luck, Kevin Sheehan.
So,
guys named Kevin are jabronis.
Yeah. Goddamn Kevins. He said, hey, Satanism is associated with evil, and I'm a Christian. I wouldn't be blowing my trumpet too loud about that.
Blow my trumpet, Gabriel?
Yeah. I'm an average Christian, if there is such a thing, and that's why I'm against Totally anything to do with Satanism and evil thoughts, music, or practices. So I'm sure that Nurgle got a hearty laugh out of that.
Good luck, Irish politician.
So,
if you're a fan of the whiskey, if you're a fan of Slipknot, another Pain in the Grass band, and if you're a fan of these alcohols that are kind of like tied in with different bands, the now kind of revamped Slipknot. They, looking at this picture, dude, these masks are really creepy. That Corey Taylor one just, it gives me weird feelings.
Yeah, it's like some
and
John
it's not
Wayne
the good
Gacy,
kind in my pants. Slipknot announces number 9 Iowa whiskey. And it is a new whiskey that is going to be 90 proof. There is the
drunk.
Number 9 Reserve Iowa whiskey will retail for $70 because it's 99 proof. So it's going to be available at select retailers in 50 states. Shout out to John. We're going to try and get some of those at the
Seattle. John. Hook us up.
Yeah.
Let's get that Slipknot whiskey.
So Slipknot Iowa whiskey. What is it? Number 9 Iowa whiskey. So.
Number 9.
I can't try it, so Ian, you're going to have to drink for both of us. I don't think you have a problem with that.
I don't think that's... first of all, no, I do not. Second of all, I might not be able to carry on afterwards.
99. So I'll have to run the board that night.
99. Red Slipknots. Drinking whiskey in your mask. Yeah. All right, so Metal and Beer Fest in
Speaking
Los Angeles.
Speaking of alcohol and metal.
Dude, Possessed is back. So they got that new album that just came back. Came out. They're going to be playing with Violence, a band we just played last week here on Metal Shop.
Yes.
And Nails, and a bunch of other stuff like Spirit of Drift,
Creeper, Evoking, Graph Warlock.
Damn, dude, this is going to be. Let's see. The tickets are going on sale. Friday, June. So the tickets are already on sale.
If you want to go to this, my friends run the Observatory.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Nate. From Zabalba.
Yeah.
Scott from Zabalba.
And this is Metal Blade Records Presents.
They are they do production for the Observatory. So
December 13th and the 14th at the Observatory in L.A.?
Yeah, dude. It's cool. Going to be pretty nuts. So maybe that'd be a cool thing to go to.
Yeah. That's a good Christmas gift for your own ass.
And now we go into some new music. Let's play a few seconds of each of these songs. We got brand new music by Killswitch Engage. They have a new album coming out. Their first album on Metal Blade Records. This one's called Unleashed. Atonement comes out August 16th. Their first one on Metal Blade Records. Let's check it out. There we go. Nice.
So that's just the kickoff, man. New kickoff of the brand new Killswitch Engage. Unleashed, you say, huh?
I'm into it.
Yeah, so... you got to listen to Metal Shop to hear the full song.
Exactly. No All cease right. and desist here.
Yeah. Nope. Not going to happen. What about The Contortionist, man? They got a new EP coming out here. It's the first one since 2017, so it's been a couple of years. They've been working with John Douglas from Coheed and Cambria and Carnifex.
It's going to be called Our Bones, and it's coming out August 9th.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was too stoked on that kill switch. You got
the hell, bro.
You want to try this?
All right, let's do it. Right. I'd say cut to the middle of it. Let's get the hook.
Let's just cut right into the jump into the middle of it. Contortionist. The singing part.
All right, I'm going to straight admit it. I love The Contortionist, and that is a band. This is a band that has gone from being pretty genty to now they just create these, like, epic melodic dreamscapes of just, like, melodic rock, and they're great, man. They still have riffs, but it's more buried in, like, just the good, solid melodic rock,
yeah,
man.
It's evolved.
They've definitely gone and done their own thing, and I appreciate it, so.
All right, so that's a little piece of The Contortionist. We hit you with the singing part, so that's on you. to figure out. What about Old Man Gloom got a new
shout out to Pete out? Dominguez. He's going to be dropping his pants and pulling out his off to this one.
I'm going to edit that part.
The entire part.
But there's also no new song here. There's no new song
in
this league.
No, we don't need a new song. Yeah, it's all
right, cool.
They're entering the studio to record a new album.
We're going to go f*** ourselves.
Steven Brodsky from Cave-In and Mutoid Man will replace the vocalist and bassist Caleb Schofield, who passed away last year.
Cool. There's new Borknagar coming out. Borknagar!
Can't say that on the radio.
True North coming out via Century Media Records September 27th. Dude, Kevin, I sincerely think that and I feel like this has been a growing trend that some of the best albums of the year all land in like the last 3 months.
Makes our job a little harder.
Yeah. And so just be ready for a bunch of brand new stuff. Brand new Borknagar coming out September 27th from Sweden.
So here's one that's going to be weird. Bad Brains vocalist HR. He is doing an album called Give Thanks. It's going to be available October 18th, and it's probably going to be reggae. I mean, we don't really know. It's probably going to be just kind of a reggae roots album. Who knows?
Also, who knows?
So we'll keep you...
HR is kind of an unpredictable dude.
Something that is not going to be reggae is the new Devourment.
Yeah.
What do we got here, Ian?
Here's what it sounds like.
First LP in 6 years.
Just listen to it for a second. We'll give you the info.
Hey, this isn't reggae.
Rastafari!
Why do you sound so good at that, Ian?
Definitely not reggae. Devourment. Oh, yeah, as Kevin Miss said, their first new full-length in 6 years. Sixth.
It's going to be awesome.
It's called Obscene Majesty. It's coming out August 16th on Relapse Records. And we played a new song last week. We'll play it again this week here on Metal Shop.
Shout out to the Slam Gods. Dude, this band, there are so many bands that do the guttural, brutal, slamming death metal, and I can mess with a lot of them, but this band is just a cut above. Ever since I heard Molesting the Decapitated... Oh, yes. That is a great...
I gotta say, though, remember that show that they played in maybe, what was it, 2012?
It was Studio 7, yeah. It was with Dying Fetus.
With a Dying Fetus and the dude was wearing the horse head.
Oh, it was awesome.
And all the dudes from Owen Hart were there, like Tony and Rusty, they were there. And we all just kind of sat... I remember looking back specifically and looking over at every single one of you dudes, and everybody was sitting back like with their mouth open like,
brutal.
Oh my god, this is so f***ing heavy. Anyway,
gnarly.
So check out Devourment when they come back.
So here's kind of a bad thing that happens all the time in music. DIY bands getting their van stolen. Recently, Iron Lung had their van stolen, and it had all of their equipment in it and a ton of their merch, all their stuff. So they had that stolen. Iron Lung, awesome band from here in the Northwest. So you know, go and help out and buy some stuff from Iron Lung Records. Jensen could really use it. The band could really use it. And then this band, iconic power violence hardcore band Drop Dead, also had their van stolen, man.
Yo, if you're a thief or of musical look, everybody's got to make their own way in this world. I'm not the most innocent motherfucking dude on the planet, but if you're out there to jack bands, if you're out there like specifically, hey, because trust me. There's a specific type of individual who understands where bands park, what bands are playing. They look at where the show is and where they're going to be. And then if they find the right place or time, they'll take a crowbar and smash your window out and take all your shit.
Yeah, it's a special kind of person called a crackhead.
Yeah, so if you do, crackheads are more like criminals of opportunity. There's also another set of people who just f***ing jack bands. And if you're one of those people, you can go f*** off and you can die forever. Because there is a special place in hell, you fucking piece of shit. Sorry.
I'm going to play this.
Let's
call this podcast A Special Place in Hell for Gear Thieves.
There you go. Perfect. Because there is one. And hell doesn't exist, heaven's not real. But if there were one, you would fucking be there. I guarantee you that much.
So, in order to raise money for Stolen Van, Drop Dead has released an album and or at least the demos of their album. You can check them out on their Bandcamp. And you want to listen to a quick song here real quick? Just
I mean,
these songs are literally like 19 seconds long. So why don't you just play track 7, the entire track 7, 19 seconds. Sounds fast. There you go. So cool. Check that out and support them. And again, Gear Thieves.
Yeah, forever.
Another hardcore band is at it. Death Before Dishonor.
Yo, going back up to Boston.
I wore my Death Before Dishonor basketball shorts last week on Metal Shop.
Are they still in one piece?
Yeah, but they're all grimy looking, dude. They the logo is kind of etched off. I've worn them so many times.
Washed them in 10 years.
I do wash them, Ian. There are some foul allegedly. Things that happen in there.
Death Before Dishonor, Unfinished Business coming out. Cowards Will Fall. Should we play a little piece?
Yeah, play a little bit. Go in the middle.
I'm going from the start, and then I'll skip into the middle. Alright, skipping in.
Oh, sounds like hardcore.
Always looking to exploit you. Stand with us in your rise. Enemies will wear the red dye. They can't control you forever. We can't destroy them.
July 26th, which is basically by the time you'll hear this.
Yep, exactly.
Like the day you'll hear this.
Wait, what? You said July?
July 26th.
It's June, dude.
Oh, I mean, 1 month from the day that you'll hear this.
So I know you're
where am I?
You're a huge Shai Hulud fan, and Matt Fox, when he's not doing Shai Hulud, he formed a band called Zombie Apocalypse.
Ah.
And this Matt Fox and Matthew Fletcher from the band started this project, Zombie Apocalypse, but it's been their first new song in 15 years.
Damn.
So they have a new song called Bullshit Destroyer. Their new album is called Life Without Pain is a Fucking Fantasy. Is set for release on August 9th on Inner Strength Records. Let's check out some new Zombie Apocalypse. My man. Sounds like a little bit more straightforward hardcore than Shai Hulud.
Yeah,
pretty
I
cool,
like
though.
It.
Yeah,
Matt Fox, he knows what's up, man. That dude is like a student of heavy music.
Did you ever listen to their first record, The Zombie Apocalypse?
No, I
you
no,
got to go
not.
Back and check it out.
I remember you telling me about that years ago, and it just kind of slipped me radar.
So there's a label known as Sub Pop Records. You ever heard of it?
Nope.
Nah, pretty obscure.
Yeah.
They just released bands Mudhoney, Nirvana, kind of obscure stuff. But anyways, they have a Sub Pop Singles Club. It's a thing that you can subscribe to, and every month you'll get a new record in the mail, or you'll get a new download code or whatever. And Paul Bearer is the newest to release a song called Atlantis for the Sub Pop Singles Club. But they've also announced they're going to be on Nuclear Blast Records, so it's pretty big. And this is just a single, so we can expect big things from the rest of the album, I guess.
Getting noticed, though, man. It's cool for Paul Bearer. Here's a little piece of Atlantis. Check this out.
Shout out to Sub Pop. Sounds awesome.
Like, honestly, sometimes I'm kind of surprised that Paul Bearer is not from the Northwest. Because they got that kind of weird, like, oceanic, stonery vibe. The song's called Atlantis, for Christ's sake. So, good for them, man. Brand new stuff by Paul Bearer on Sub Pop Records. So, good news for fans of the band Jungle Rot. We always call them caveman, heavy death metal.
Damn straight.
Because it's just down and dirty, man. Chunky, heavy, straightforward stuff. But their touring drummer, Spencer Cyphers, they've announced that he's a permanent member of the band. They've had him touring in the band for the last 3 years. I don't know what their dynamic is behind the scenes. He must have been bouncing back and forth doing other stuff, but apparently he's stepped up and committed. So Spencer Cyphers, permanent now drummer for the band Jungle Rot.
Nice.
Well, you know we're not going to let you out of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass podcast without entering Metal Shop's Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio Lounge, where we describe to you things that would get us fired if we said them on the radio. Tonight, Kevin takes us back to 2004. Off of the Amputee album, here's a passage of Pungent Stench's Human Garbage. Kevin, take it away.
You piss me off when I see your face. Full of shame. Full of disgrace. You're nothing worth, just a piece of sh**. Shut your mouth, or I'll start to hit. I punch your face. I kick your butt. I rip your chest and I eat your gut.
Kicked it.
You're a big-time loser and a low-life c**. I smash your face and let you grunt. You're so fake, so wannabe. All in all, a total pee.
You're a pee.
There is no reason to let you live. Feel my fist, I will not forgive. A jobless arse, don't wanna work. Social parasite, a f***ed up jerk. Full of drugs and full of s***. Come here and take this s***.
You rhyme s***.
I am full of scorn. Wish you were never born. Will cut your life short. Won't regret on any court. The knowledge you have is minimal. You live your life as a criminal. You think you are so smart. But in all realness, you are a dumbass fart. You treat your women like sh**. Your hard-on is as big as a tit. You just got a low life style.
What does that mean?
Your attitude is ugly and vile. Human garbage is what I would name you. You f***ing hypocrite, belong to the zoo. Your presence is a disgusting pollution. Death for you is the only solution. Your life is a fake. F*** yourself and die. You just got no taste. All you do is f***ing waste. A parasite, nothing more. Your mother's a f***ed up whore. Your father's a dirty tramp. It makes you a low-life champ. So go. Wait, hold on. So go die and f*** you, scamp.
Wow. Wow.
Scamp.
We've reached new highs and new lows simultaneously. Kevin, it's been a pleasure, man.
Your hard-on is as big as a tit.
Hey, we'll see you guys again next week with more interviews. And honestly, let's do another f***ing podcast next week, man. All right.
Thanks, man. There's a special place in hell for gear thieves.
We'll see you guys next week. This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.